Blackstone Audio presents Huey Long by T. Harry Williams. The dedication reads, For My Francis and Nils. Preface. Sometimes the genesis of a book becomes somewhat vague to an author, particularly if the research and writing stretch over a long time. This book was begun over 10 years ago, but I am very clear as to how it was born. During the early 1950s, I became greatly interested in the Project in Oral History being conducted at Columbia University. The sponsors of the project had an idea that seemed eminently sensible to me. They were concerned with preserving the history of the recent past, roughly the period since 1930, but they emphasized that to do the job properly, a new research technique would have to be utilized, the tape-recorded interview with persons still living. This technique was necessary because of the impact of modern technology on communications. For example, a politician in the 19th century who had to get in touch with a colleague would write that man a letter, whereas a politician of today's era, in a similar situation, would telephone his friend, and most probably the conversation was not recorded. Therefore, said the Columbia people, the historians of the recent past would not have available, at least in abundance, the principal sources hitherto relied on by historians, letters and diaries. These historians should get busy and tape the recollections of individuals who figured in recent history and have the conversations reduced to typescripts, and thus rescue a history that would otherwise disappear. As I thought about the Columbia plan, I was seized with an idea. Living in Louisiana, I almost had to have it. Someone should use the technique of oral history as basic research for a biography of Huey P. Long. A quick check of various sources told me that no one was contemplating such a biography, apparently because no significant collection of Long manuscripts